Good evening and welcome to Folk Cetera here on CGSW 90.9 FM. No more crazy rubber rats for you tonight. Just the real thing, real rats to to keep you, awake and listening and intent on the radio for the next hour and a half where we bring you all sorts of folk music and other stuff. Going to begin by thanking the people at Blind Man Brewing for helping me bring you this show and all the other wonderful shows on the station. Right, well, I think we got a bunch of stuff for you tonight. I'm not entirely sure how it's all going to work out. As is often the case, there's a pile of music and notes in front of me, and we'll see, you know, what makes it through and what doesn't actually get on the air. It's kind of, a mixed bag. We'll see, as they say, music on the fly. Starting things off, we're going to go back to last week a little bit and some more Irish music, or music that reflects on the Irish heritage in Canada and elsewhere, and, you know, maybe the something like that. This is Scott Nolan, and he certainly takes the title from an old Irish saying, "May you be half an hour in heaven before the devil knows you dead." Scott Nolan.
We sang the old canal and the whiskey in our blood. A chorus for my people, the Murphys and the Stubbs. Before you go off guns a-blazing, sing a song instead. May you get to heaven before the devil knows you're dead. My father left the east side on the Shoemack streetcar. Rode it from Brown Derby to the Zanzibar. Granddad was the steward when the steel workers said, "May you get to heaven before the devil knows you're dead." Thank you.
Thank you.
Farewell to Erin. David Morrissey, Eric McDonald, maybe a few other people in there. I'm not sure. Recorded live here at CGSW as part of the some of our field recording sessions I did back in 2017, I think it was. Probably Mike Todd had a lot to do with that. All right. Well, I think we're going to sit with one more Irish-influenced tune. This was written by Mike Scott, and I think it was probably after he left the Waterboys and started a solo career, but Kara Luft performs this version of it, and well, I kind of chose it because the Waterboys were a really influential band back in the late 80s, early 90s, over in Ireland and really around the world. And one of their members, Kurt Wallinger, passed away about a week and a half ago now, or at least that's when it hit the news. Kurt himself had left the Waterboys to form another traditional Irish band or world music type band, regional music band, called World Party. And this was the only song I could find that really, where Kara Luft covered the Waterboys or did something Irish. Most of her music is English and Scottish traditional or the stuff that she writes her own stuff. And, Neil Young type music, also Led Zeppelin and so on. So Kara has a wide range of influences. And this one kind of tied all things together in a little neat package anyway. So remembering Kurt Wallinger, this is Kara Luft and her version of the Waterboys song, Bring 'Em All In.
Bring them out of store. Bring them out of...
Right, Kara left there with Bring 'Em All In. Kind of a way a song about fishing for souls, I suppose. This next song, too, is kind of about fishing in a way. Bit of a change of direction, I guess. I was going to go somewhere else and play something from a couple of covers of Karen Dalton because it was her birthday a couple days ago, and a great songwriter. We'll get to that later, but Hooray for the Riff Raff had a new album came out, well, probably a month or two ago now, but called The Past Is Still Alive, and it's kind of, I think, her best release to date. She's getting really personal with these songs, and kind of going almost back to the start of her career, where she's rather vulnerable, but more, her songwriting's more accomplished, and she's kind of dealing not so much with the past, but with the present moment and seizing life as it is, and, you know, full speed ahead sort of thing. So hopeful and well-written and really rather lovely. The song that we're going to hear is called Oglala, and it makes reference to the town in Nebraska, which is on the aquifer, but is kind of located next to the largest lake in Nebraska, where really, you know, it's a small town, 3,000-4,000, so, you know, they've got a couple of saloons and a cowboy museum, I think, is down there, but mostly Lake McConaughey and Lake Mac or Big Mac or something like that is the Big Mac, I think, the pet name for it, or the local term, the way locals refer to the lake. And the attraction of the town, I guess, mostly from what I've been reading on their tourist brochures, is fishing, swimming, windsurfing, and the 100 miles of shoreline where you can just laze on the beach and so on. So it's kind of about fish, but fishing and so on. So in a way, tying in a little bit to Kara. This is Hooray for the Riff Raff and Oglala.
Hiding from the cops in Oglala, Nebraska. Getting dropped off on a county line. You were so mean, but I had to keep walking. We walked that state on Highway 30 time. In love was my American footprint. Tracks of blood left out in the snow. Salt Lake beacon burnt by electrical fencing. Half moon rising, headlights down. Same highway stretch. You know that scene at the end of Titanic. Well, I'm the one who's still playing on the deck. City forgotten.
with a tear in my eye to watch the
and drunk in a bar room, I asked God what to do. He said, son, what you're doing ain't working. Go find a lake with a view. So I went fishing in heaven. Seemed like a good thing to do. Baited my hook with kindness, hoping my dreams would come true. Then suddenly it happened, all at once I knew that only by fishing in heaven could I catch an angel like you. Fishing in heaven. but I catch an angel like you.
Brian Toner, he's on Bandcamp. He's Canadian, and he has a new album out. The album is called, what is the album called? Remembering Country, and he plays a bunch of tearjerkers, kind of like that one, Fishing in Heaven. And I'm Not Strong Enough, Really Doesn't Matter, Everything's Not Enough. Those are just some of the titles. And, you know, yeah, it's a throwback to heartbreaking country music from, I don't know, probably 70s era type stuff, I think. Back before bro country or outlaw country or that sort of thing. Not to be too hard on outlaw country because I love some of that stuff. Anyway. George Jones might be an artist you could equate him to. Maybe even William Prince in some of his darker moments. So, all right. Well, This next song kind of sticks to the fishing theme in a really, really broad sense of fishing for information and, not being too particular about the methods you use to get it. It's a protest song as well, not just because Joan Baez sings it, but because it's in the style of... Well, it's in that style. You can imagine Woody Guthrie singing something like this, or Pete Seeger, or whoever, you know, people of that kind of mindset. This is Joan Baez and Fishing.
Have a seat. Sorry. Moon River are thrilled to announce their appearance at the 2024 Calgary Folk Music Festival, taking place July 25th through 28th, to create a world for you. A world full of reverberating slide guitar, wonky string synths, and nimble percussive environments. Moon River is excited and ready to bring you their signature trippy, yet wholly inviting sound, featuring a multi-talented lineup who've played alongside acts like Juno-nominated The Wooden Sky, Linda Ortega, The Weather Station, and Corp Lund, to name a few. Moon River will be a must-see this Folk Fest. To get the full festival lowdown and your flash sale tickets now, head to CalgaryFolkFest.com.
Do you see? In all the spooky shadows in the forest of green, is there a windy path, angry ass woman who will eat you, sad-eyed lumberjack savior who will greet you? It's a different story for you and for me. Go to the woods, go to the woods and see. Out in the storybook land are many leagues of the wild, wise and uncontainable as a windy-haired child. There are the youth truth movements and they're springing from the ground. Freak flag wavers and you cannot chop them down. It's the home of the brave, you'll get the threat of the free. Go to the woods,
go to the woods
and see. Your memory, what would you do? 'Cause you know if you go back in time, there's something waiting for you. You got your forest path, reading map, dappling a shape. You can just admit it, there's a promise that you made. And you can't ever pass back, but you can hold me. Go to the woods,
go to the woods
and see.
From her album Promised Land, which came out in 2008, that was Dar Williams, and Go to the Woods. Great idea. You might want to go to the woods for Earth Hour, which is coming up this Saturday evening. So, you know, what better place to spend a night with no light, or an hour with absolutely no light, than out in the woods? Spooky, maybe. All right, well, we're going to get back to that, to some Earth Hour or environmentally friendly music later on in the show. But right now, it is time to tell you about what's going on with our friends at Blind Man Brewing. Well, their most award-winning beer is coming back this week. Their Dwarf Sour Cherry Saison. It's really, really good. It's only returning to select beer stores or fine stores across the province, because there's not much of it. It takes over a year to wait, a year to make. It's really, really popular and sells out fast. Check out their own website, blindmanbrewing.com, or Liquor Connect to find out more about it. It's good, and if you want to find it, well, you're gonna have to be quick. They've also got a few other things going on, well, at least one other thing going on this weekend. They're going to be at Grape Escape Co-op's Wine and Beer Fest. It's happening tomorrow from 5 till 9, and then all day Saturday at the BMO Center. So maybe they'll have some of their sour cherry saison there, you know, worth checking out, perhaps. Anyway, they sort of figured that this would, you know, go good with something by Booker T and the MGs. Booker T is coming to the Calgary Folk Festival this summer, and like the music, it's definitely funky and wonderful and great, and the vibes of Booker T are kind of like the vibes that you get from their saison. So here is Booker T with Mo Greens. Thank you. Booker T. Jones and the MGs. Donald Duck Cropper, I think, was on that, man. Anyway, great, wonderful stuff. And the pick of our friends at Blind Man Brewing this week, and also the pick this summer of our friends at the Folk Festival. It's one of the bands that will be there. And if you did want to get those flash tickets, I think you've got until tomorrow to do that. It's a four-day sale. I think we're on day three now. Anyway, but there's other stuff going around on around town, and I think I'll tell you about that now. A lot of the folk clubs, indeed, four of them are have shows this weekend. It all kicks off tomorrow night at the Rocky Mountain Folk Club. They're celebrating St. Patrick's Day this week. I guess they didn't have time to do it last Sunday, which makes sense because everybody was celebrating then, and their shows are usually the third Friday in the month, and that's the one coming up. So they're going to celebrate it on Friday, and you'll have a great time. A couple of bands will be there. A couple of local bands, the Oak Trio. If you ever hung around the now defunct Oak Tree Tavern in Kensington, that's really kind of weird. The powers that be, but that owned the building, decided to shut the tavern down for some reason. I guess they didn't like having people in their building because it's been empty for the last 3 years. And anyway, there you go. Maybe it makes more sense to mothball a place than let artists come in and play music and, you know, live their lives and build a following. Anyway, but enough of my comments on urban development and that sort of thing. The Oak Trio, they spent some time there. They are David Morrissey. He's from Kildare, County Kildare in Ireland. Emily Kerwin from County Clare. Ballymocally, I think, or Knockally, a small little town in Clare on the west coast of Ireland. She's a really great performer, traditional Irish music, fiddle player, got a master's in that, that style of music. And Dan Mills from Newfoundland will also, well, forms part of that trio. Opening up for them is Called by the Sea, so that'll be good. I'm sure there'll be plenty of Kilkenny and Guinness for you if you happen to check that out. That's at the Rocky Mountain Folk Club, and I believe that's in Rosemont now, the Rosemont Community Center, just east of Sate. So, you know, check out their website. It should be good. Also, moving on to Saturday, three folk clubs have concerts. So, our choices are amazing. We're certainly spoiled here, at least this weekend. Over at the Bow Valley Music Club, that's down in the southwest at Strathcona Community Center, Russell DeCarl will be there. You'll probably remember him from Prairie Oyster. He's got a thriving solo career, and I think he's bringing a couple people with him to play. So he'll be there. Opening up for him, Over the Moon. And I forget who they are. Suzanne Lefebvre is one member, and her partner, husband, is the other, but I forget his name. Anyway, they're great. That's at Bow Valley Music Club. Up at the Nick, Big Little Lions make their way out here from the west coast, from Victoria. A fine band. We'll hear something from them to wrap up this hour. And also, the four songwriters from the Write On Project, a local school, I guess, for songwriters, where they try and introduce them to the music industry and how to and work on their craft. So that'll be happening. And then finally, Saturday night at the Grand Theater, Fish Creek Concerts is bringing in Kara Luft and Neil Osborne. Kara's celebrating her 50th birthday this year, so this is part of that. This concert is part of, I think she's doing 50 shows for 50 years. So that's what's happening. You heard Kara earlier. You also heard from David Morrissey. And now I think we're going to listen to Big Little Lions and I Can Have It All.
Hurry now, I need escape. down, I won't see the way. Need to medicate the doubt. Some way, somehow, something's gonna come around. Someday, maybe I will get mine too.
Big Little Lions and I Can Have It All. That brings us pretty much to the end of the first hour here on Folk Cetera on CGSW, www.cgsw.com. We'll be back in a short little bit with some more music for Earth Hour and other stuff right after this.
The community radio listener is a rare creature and can only be found swimming against the mainstream. Being independent thinkers, they are often not of the herd mentality. Sometimes a species at risk, community radio listeners are threatened by funding cuts to the arts. They can often be found foraging at CGSW, broadcasting on Treaty 7 land at 90.9 FM in Calgary, Alberta.
Thank you. Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor come and saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming, and the archers split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on the breeze. I was lying in a burned out basement with the full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for replacement when the sun burst through the sky. There was a band playing in my head and I felt like getting high. Thinking about what a friend had said, I was hoping it was a lie. Thinking about what a friend had said, I was hoping it was a
Silver seed to a new home.
All right, yeah, that was the Ramones. Joey and friends with their version of Bob Dylan's My Back Pages. And before that, we heard from Neil Young with a song that he identifies as an environmental song after the Gold Rush. And certainly the lyrics bear that out, Mother Nature being on the run. Back in the 1970s is when that first came out, he's updated it now, staying true to his roots as an environmentalist. Okay, well, I was going to go somewhere else, but I was going to go on to some Karen Dalton, but I think we'll stick with one more song for Earth Hour, which comes up this Saturday evening around 7 or 8 o'clock, where theoretically we all shut down lights for an hour and try to think about the Earth or our impact on it. One man who did that throughout his career and his life and wrote songs about it and was involved with environmental issues amongst many other things was Pete Seeger. And this is his song for about the Clearwater River. Where is it? Anyway, this is Pete Seeger. I think it's My Golden River, I believe. Anyway, I'll check on the title. But here he is. Pete Seeger.
Not far.
home.
Forgive, the sweetest love. That's what I've been thinking of. My sin was the sweetest love. My sin was the sweetest love.
Lucinda Williams there, and before that we heard from Patty Griffin. So Lucinda was Lucinda's song "Met an Old Friend," and before that we heard from, as I say, Patty Griffith, and "All That Shines Is Not the Truth." Both songs written by Karen Dalton. I left my CD of hers at home, so this is what we had at the station. But I made a mistake earlier in the show when I said it was her birthday. Actually, she passed away on March 19th, 1993. So, really fine musician, fine songwriter. Had a lot of personal problems, but she inspired all sorts of people like Fred Neil, Bob Dylan, and many, many others. She was a central part of the scene in Greenwich Village. I'm hoping to bring up some Neil Hurt for you. I think that's who I want. Nicholas Hurt. Ah, that. It helps if you put in the right name, then you can find the music much easier. But, yeah, he's a gentleman from, where the heck is he from? From Texas. Started out, well, from Austin, Texas. Oh, come on. It's not got. This is amazing. Yeah, originally from Austin, Texas, now living in Marfa, Texas, I think. Okay, well, you know, I don't know. Maybe we're not going to get to see him or hear him tonight because I don't know. I'm pretty sure I'm spelling Nicholas correctly. Anyway, yeah, enough about me. Okay, I guess that's not going to happen. Maybe Nick. Okay, you know what? Let's just move on. If I find him, I'll bring him back for you. He's, whatever. Moving right on. Let's get back into the funk. This is a little bit of David Matthews and Special Delivery. So some jazz funk from Tokyo. We'll play something from that, and then I'll see what happens. Back in a minute. All right, well, yeah, that was Dave Matthews and some other artists. Special Delivery, I think, might be the band. Music from Tokyo, some jazz funk from the 1970s, early 80s. Okay, yeah, well, there you go. That brings us to the end of Folk Setter for this week. Sorry about the... talking about not being able to find the track that I wanted to find for you earlier. It just wasn't going to happen. And then I found another one that I wanted to play, but I don't have time for that. So I'm going to go back to my original plan, and let's see if we can find it. This one. Okay, anyway. Yeah, there we go. The Afro-Semitic Experience, not sure much about them. They're kind of jazzy and really, really neat. Combining all sorts of influences, and it seems like a good way to leave and make way for Noise coming up next at 8:30. Steve is here, and he's raring to go, so I'm going to stop talking. Thank you to Blind Man Brewing for supporting Folk Setter and the station for all these few years, these many years that they've done so. I'll see you next week. This is the Afro-Semitic Experience in Eretz Zavat Shalav, or something like that. Take care.
Eretz Zavat Chalav. Eretz Zavat Chalav. Eretz Zavat Chalav. Eretz Zavat Chalav. Eret zavata chalav, zavata chalav urvash. Eret zavata chalav, zavata chalav urvash. Eret zavar chalav, eret zavar chalav, eret zavar chalav, eret zavar chalav. Eret zavata chalav. Zavata chalav rivash, eret zavata chalav, zavata chalav rivash, eret zavar chalav, eret zavar chalav, eret zavar chalav, eret zavar chalav, eret zavata chalav, zavata chalav rivash. Zavata halav, zavata halav Savata Halav, Savata Halav, Rivash, Eret Savata Halav, Savata Halav, Rivash, Eret Savata Halav.
Ha, ha, ha.